Rules for Regenerators, Highlight Positive Solutions. Regenerators, young and old, given our current situation, need to operate on the old adage that the darkest hour is right before the dawn. Instead of just dwelling on the negative, on the things that divide or frighten us, we need to search out and highlight today's positive trends, best practices, and solutions. For the OCA and Regeneration International community, this means not just focusing on the latest corruption and criminality of the ruling class and the technocrats, not just the delusions and self-destructive behavior of those brainwashed by the establishment narrative, but on finding, highlighting, and scaling up real-life regenerative alternatives. As we inform ourselves and resist the Great Reset, the Big Pharma power grab, Silicon Valley programming and censorship, the Ukraine war and endless conflict, the reckless science, the pollution of our food, the destruction of the environment and climate, and the mass confusion, fear, and psychosis that has debilitated much of the body politic, we must also search out and highlight the positive trends in grassroots insurgency and creativity. We must seek out, highlight, and participate in the best practices of organic and regenerative food, farming, and land use, as well as the holistic natural health practices, food and dietary changes, and lifestyle transformations that are regenerating people's health, mental, and physical. For a full dose of positive information, go to the internal search engine on the upper right-hand side of the Organic Consumers homepage and type in the words regenerative food and farming. Even in these alarming and authoritarian times, a critical mass of the global grassroots is starting to wake up, connect the dots, and resist. North, south, east, and west, self-organizing at the local and grassroots level. This decentralized and nonviolent grassroots rising, generally ignored by the mass media, is slowly but surely developing a parallel society and counterculture, an infrastructure of alternative information and grassroots practices, offering healthy and equitable solutions to our most pressing problems: food, farming, climate, poverty, injustice, environmental pollution, war, reckless science and genetic engineering, deteriorating public health, forced migration, unemployment, discrimination, and political corruption. The bottom line is that people all over the world are fed up with corrupt politicians, greedy businesses and corporations, organized crime, reckless scientists, transhumanist profiteers, and a polluted environment. Whether we're talking about China, Russia, or the US, most everyday people no longer trust the government, the mass media, nor the oligarchs to act or govern in our best interests. As a growing segment of millennial youth, women, and minorities are starting to understand, there is no future for their generation, nor for any of us, without fundamental change and regeneration. A growing global majority understand that we simply cannot continue to maintain our nation's respective global empires or spheres of interest, in our case, the United States, and allow our governments to subsidize fossil fuels, the military-industrial complex, big pharma malpractice and profiteering, and degenerative food, farming, and land management practices if we wish to survive. Nor can we continue with the multinational corporate elite's profit-at-any-cost practices, reinforced by hyper-consumerism and materialism on the part of most consumers. Instead of rallying behind politicians who demonize other nations or religions, deny that polluted food, chronic disease, medical malpractice, climate change, or other serious global issues exist, pander to giant corporations, or harp on divisive single issues, we must collectively acknowledge that we, the global grassroots, are all one in our need for a livable environment, stable climate, equitable economy, meaningful employment, peace, and democracy. Focusing on deploying, financing, and scaling up renewable energy and regenerative food, farming, land use, and health practices, many of which are already in place or partially in place, we have the power to reignite hope activism and participatory democracy at the global grassroots, and thereby regain control over our destiny. What we need in order to save ourselves from disaster is obviously not a classical revolutionary insurgency, a frontal assault on the Kremlin, the Chinese Communist Party headquarters, or the White House. In the 21st century, this type of armed revolution is impossible, given that we, the people, are now totally under surveillance, policed, and outgunned. What we need instead is a nonviolent but determined march of regeneration that moves through all of our communities and institutions, a peaceful but forceful global grassroots uprising from below in all of the 195 countries of the world. We need a nonviolent regeneration revolution on a global scale of public education, grassroots lobbying, marketplace pressure, and scaling up of best practices, systems, and policies, especially in the energy, food, farming, land use, and health sectors. We need to address the root causes of mass formation and mass psychosis, loneliness, social isolation, cell phone and social media addiction, alienating jobs, poor diets, lack of exercise, lack of joy, that have recently come very close to permanently turning us against one another and destroying the potential for a peaceful and regenerative future. Given the overwhelming power of the establishment and their forces of surveillance, intimidation, and repression, we will need to carefully develop and deploy our new regeneration program or ideology as a form of jujitsu or martial art with the power to peacefully divide, co-opt, deprogram, pacify, and conquer our political and corporate adversaries. As we outsmart and outmaneuver the global establishment, we will regenerate the health and life-giving optimism of the body politic. But we are not out of danger yet. We stand in the eye of the hurricane. A carefully deployed campaign of truth-telling and resistance will enable us to head off immediate disaster, biofascism, and buy us the time we need to further spread our redemptive message. In our long march to restore community, health, environment, peace, solidarity, love, and compassion, we will gradually gain the power to inspire and unite across issues and borders, a critical mass of the global grassroots. This will not only regenerate our society, but our optimism and our consciousness as well, restoring, as Pope Francis once put it, an awareness of our common origin, of our mutual belonging, and of a future to be shared with everyone. Please join us in this local to global march for regeneration. The hour is late, but there is still time to turn things around.